You're listening to Action Podcast with Chris Jansen and Sam Forsberg.
Hi, Chris. I'm quite excited about getting to do a podcast with you finally because we've been talking about it for a few months now. And it's really funny because we've sort of found something that we've both been experiencing a bit this week, haven't we? And that's the sense of not really being listened to.
That's right, yes. I heard you when you were saying that. And likewise, I'm looking forward to doing our first podcast together on Action Podcast.
Absolutely.
And we were just talking about some challenges we've been having in both our personal and professional lives about the other people not listening. What's wrong with the other people, Sam?
Well, I think it's something that, you know, people have possibly heard of the sort of saying or the adage before, and that is that there is a difference between hearing and listening. And I've really been feeling the power of that over the last couple of weeks, and I've been getting to a place of total frustration because I feel like somebody's not listening to me. They're hearing the physical words that I'm saying and speaking. They're going in one ear and, you know, somewhere getting processed slightly in the middle, but they're not actually listening to the meaning or to what's important to me in what I'm saying, or at least that's how I've been feeling.
Right. And also what we were talking about is that, of course, we can all say something and mean something genuinely from our perspective, but it can be interpreted in a different way.
Absolutely.
So while it may appear as though they're not listening to the meaning that you're trying to get across, maybe they are. Maybe they just see a very different meaning in what you're saying.
Yeah, that's totally, totally possible because, like you said, we've got our own sets of filters, our own ways of interpreting things, and even, for example, one word can mean something totally different to one person than it can mean to me, and vice versa. And we were also talking about curiosity earlier, and it's funny because curiosity is an example of a word where it means one thing to me and could mean something totally different to any person I asked. Mm. But one of the other parts of it, I think, is that when you're feeling like you're not being listened to, it is very frustrating, but it also becomes almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy or a negative cycle. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've actually recently been working with a client where it feels sometimes as though the client hasn't been listening to me because they keep repeating things that I've already said, which can elicit a whole different set of emotions.
Definitely.
Mostly in the frustration, annoyance kind of camp. But, you know, one of the great exercises is actually putting yourself in your client's shoes or putting yourself in your colleague's shoes or your partner's shoes and thinking about, well, what's the experience like from their perspective?
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting exercise to go through, especially in the context of hearing and listening, is when you're dealing with someone else. And probably a relationship is a good example. Again, it could be a professional relationship or a personal relationship.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can be very frustrating sometimes when they're not actually following through on things that you expect them to, or appear as though they're not listening to you. And while it may appear that they are paying attention to you, that they're looking at you and they're present with you, of course, we can never see what's going on inside their mind. And when you put yourself in someone else's shoes and sometimes literally look at it from their perspective, literally sitting in their chair looking back at you and think about, well, how would they feel in the situation and why would they feel in that situation? You start to get a bit more clarity as to why they may hear things different than what you're saying.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's funny because that siren in the background that just then was a brilliant thing, because I'm sure our listeners probably would have heard that too. And so for the few seconds that the siren was there, there was a part of my brain where I was hearing the words you were speaking, and yet part of my concentration was on the siren. So just to be sure that I actually have heard you correctly there, you were talking about putting yourself into the other person's shoes. And one of the great questions that I love when we're feeling annoyed by somebody's behavior is, why would, was to ask yourself, why would a reasonable, logical, rational person behave in that way? And in that way, you're sort of trying to understand it, what's going on for them that's, meaning that their behavior, they feel they need to behave in this way.
And I suppose an answer to that question can't be, well, they're not rational, they're not logical. Can we eliminate that answer from the possibilities?
Well, yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair because, within reason, there are, always going to be factors behind why someone's behaving that way. And even when I'm having a little strop, there is still a reason why I'm behaving in the seemingly irrational way that I'm behaving.
And of course, in the land of communication, again, if you think of a relationship as an example, communication is so vital for the success or the thriving of any relationship. And
Absolutely.
when communication starts to break down, that can easily be the early death signs of that relationship. And so,
Yeah.
what do you think? What are some practical perspectives you could provide to someone in a relationship, again, personal or professional, in this listening and hearing perspective?
Well, one of the places we usually often start is in awareness, and I think that it's even more important on, around this topic of communication and listening or hearing because, for example, when we're in a space of not feeling listened to, often what we're doing is we're focusing on, with the whichever relationship it is, we're focusing on listening for the next example or the next piece of proof of us not being listened to. And so the amount of self-talk or talk in our heads, that we may not be aware of that's going on around, oh, look, I'm not being listened to, they're going to say something next and that's just going to prove that point and I'm getting really frustrated and all these sorts of things. And what that's actually doing is preventing us from being able to listen properly to the other person. So one of the best examples of this that I've personally had is when I've been in a place or a relationship feeling unlistened to and have pointed that out time and time again, and then the other person might at one point say something and I'll respond and they'll go, "See, you're not listening to me either." And they've been right because I've been so focused on what was going on in my head and the dialogue going on in my head that I actually haven't listened to them properly in that instant. So my first sort of, I guess, pointer or the first action step would be just to start noticing what dialogue you're having yourself when you're in a conversation with someone that you perhaps don't feel is listening to you.
You know, on its very on its most simplistic level, most basic level, listening is active. Hearing is passive. Listening is almost an act of will. Whereas hearing can simply happen without any intention or interest or preference or desire to really pay attention. And when you're right, back to your point, your little tip there, is that when you are in a conversation, notice how present you are with that person and really understand and really actively listen to what they're saying. Listening is also emotional, whereas hearing is a bit of emotionless.
Yeah, it's almost like science. An analogy came to me as you were explaining that, and it's almost like hearing is when you've got the radio on or music playing in the background, and you're doing other things and focusing on other things, but you can still actually hear something. You're aware that the music's playing there. Whereas listening is when you're actually sitting down and you're focusing on a piece of music you're listening to, and you're listening to the specific words in the lyrics or the specific instruments if it's an instrumental piece, and you're hearing all the differences and the nuances, and you're much more actively focused on it. And so that just sort of was a way that I felt kind of described to the difference with the active versus passive and what you just said.
And I think that's a really interesting point for our listeners. I hope they're listening. I hope they're not just hearers this week. Oh no, I just lost my train of thought. But if you're actually in a situation where, you know, sometimes it can be frustrating if someone, you know, in a situation where someone is a talker, where they keep going, in your perspective, they keep going on and on and on, and you're just waiting for that moment to jump in.
Yeah.
You're waiting for them to take a breath, or you're waiting for them to at least have a slight pause where you can jump in. And what you start, as you suggested, you start having your own self-talk and telling yourself to gear up for that moment, or you're starting to throw your will upon them to tell them to stop or to take a breath. But what you're doing in that state is you're stopping listening to them, and you're just starting to hear them.
Yeah.
And it's just a great tip, is that if you're in that situation where you're waiting for people to have a break so you can jump in, just be aware of that and start to really be present with them and just listen to them. Just listen until they do take a break, and then you're able to come in with a very, you know, very relevant point about what they've just said.
Absolutely, and in fact, that's another spot in this conversation where the idea of curiosity comes in too, because when you stop focusing on the fact that they're talking for ages and that you can't get a word in edgewise, and actually get curious about what is it, or perhaps even why is it that there is something here that they feel that they want to verbalize so much on, you can go into that place of curiosity that, you know, allows you to be more open and to actually engage with the active listening as well.
Yeah. And have you worked with any clients specifically where you've helped people on the listening side, or people had a problem with the listening side and they found any specific solutions to that?
Well, actually, I'm going to flip that, and instead of answering that question from a way that I've worked with clients, I'm actually going to answer it from my own personal sort of perspective, because we get taught when we do our coach training about the difference between listening and hearing, and actually the different levels of listening that you can engage in. And one of the things that I found in the first few months after I started coaching was actually just how frustrating it was talking to family and friends. And I mean that in the loveliest possible way, because I was soon able to overlook that. But the way that we engage on a social level with family and friends is often in a very me too way. You know, we're very much relating to and engaging in the topic, but sometimes so much so that we actually aren't properly listening, because our own stuff's coming into play, and that's part of social engagement, that's part of how we communicate. So it really stood out for me that I wasn't feeling listened to after I learned the different levels of listening by my family and friends, until I actually realized that there were times when I was doing exactly the same, and there's certainly times where that's appropriate. But what's great is that if this is something that you're feeling not listened to, or you're in a situation where you're perhaps wanting to become more aware of this, is to look for the triggers. Look for what triggers, like you said about the waiting for a point to jump into a conversation, and just be present and look for those triggers that are perhaps highlighting to you that there's a need for deeper listening at that point.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that the bottom line is that how one listens, or how they hear in any kind of relationship, is critical to that relationship. So I think it's a great great lesson for our listeners today, is to think of, if they are having any challenges at the moment, even if it's just in the moment, it doesn't mean long term, but any challenges currently with any relationships that they're having, is to think about what role is their own listening versus their own hearing playing in that. And perhaps going back to the basics and just thinking about, how could I listen? How could I empathize more? How could I show more to that person that I care about them, or I care about what they're saying? And that in itself may mend some fences, if fences need to be mended.
Absolutely. And as you'd said earlier on about putting yourself in someone else's shoes, sort of trying to listen or understand how this might sound, the conversation might sound from their perspective, that will give you a deeper level of understanding of where they're coming from. And unfortunately, on that note, I think we're out of time.
I agree. I hear what you're saying.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully our listeners have enjoyed hearing and listening to that on a very active level today. And it's been an absolute pleasure, Chris. Thanks for sharing this time with me.
My pleasure as well, Sam. Speak to you next time.
Thanks. Bye. So just to summarize for our listeners today, one of the first things we've been talking about is the difference between hearing and listening, where hearing is really quite a passive process. It's something that's almost scientific, and listening is something that's a much more active process where we're emotionally engaging in the topic. We've also talked about ways to notice when you are perhaps not feeling listened to, or where you're being distracted in the middle of a conversation, perhaps because you're looking for a point to jump in and be able to add what you want to say, or maybe because there's something else going on that's distracting you. And just to start noticing the amount of self-talk that's happening as you're engaging in communication with someone. And thirdly, really is about a very practical way of putting yourself in someone else's shoes, to understand how the conversation would be sounding from their side of the fence. And in the cases where you're really feeling pretty frustrated from your side, perhaps start with, why would a reasonable, rational, logical person be behaving in this way, to get some inside info and insight into what might be going on from their side of the fence. Enjoy.